Before we begin, I want to extend a special welcome to Mr. Scott Patrick. Mr. Patrick, welcome. Good morning. I am Todd Leiwicki. I'm the Chief Executive Officer of the Seahawks, and today we're very proud to announce the development of a new team headquarters and training facility in Redding. The facility will be located right on Lake Washington. We believe it will be unparalleled in the world of sports, not just the NFL. The facility will feature three outdoor fields, a dome facility, a state-of-the-art training facility, administrative offices, and will be open, according to Ray Colliver, by camp in 2008. This project is another commitment by our owner, Paul Allen, to push this organization to true excellence. And at the end of the day, it's an investment by our owners in retaining our players, attracting free agents, consolidating our organization into one facility, and bringing training camps to our home city. Before I turn it over to Mr. Ruskell, I want to thank some folks, though, and at the very top of the list, we want to thank the city of Kirkland, which has proven to be an extraordinary home for the Seahawks for 30 years. You saw in the footage that our origin was actually on the water once before, down where Carolyn Point is right now. And the city of Kirkland has not only been a great home, but the city has truly been a great partner for the Seahawks, and we thank them for everything they've done over those 30 years. I want to thank our board, Jody Patton, co-chair Bert Cole, vice chair Bert Cole, Buster Brown and Hoon Cho. I want to thank Ray Colliver and Tal Fowler, who are here today. Ray is in charge of construction for Vulcan, and I think that this project is a real testament to the kind of organization we have. To see something like this happen in a relatively short period of time is evidence that we are a potent organization, in large part because we have a great parent company in Vulcan. So Ray, thank you very much. I want to thank Mike Flood, who got this going, but also thank Lance Lopes for all the work you've done to date and all the work you're going to do on this project. I want to thank the city of Redding. When we started thinking about this idea, the idea gained speed as we dealt with the city of Redding, as your administration worked hard to make us feel like this was the right decision. Without that, I'm not sure we would have done it, so I thank you very much. Most of all, I want to thank our fans, because the roar of our fans at Quest Field has really given us so much momentum to do so many things, to have so many dreams. We think we're building one of the premier franchises in all the NFL, and at the heart of that are really our fans. And so when I think about this announcement today, I think about what it means for our fans, and today is a great day for the 12th man. This idea, the origin of the idea, actually started when the guy to my left started on his first day. And as he walked through this facility, he said, look, we got to do better in everything we do, and what's the chance to expand this facility? We realized there weren't a lot of opportunities to do that, so we started really dreaming the first day that Tim was here. Not very long after that, we happened to be on a boat cruising around Lake Washington, and we looked at a site that was just spectacular. And I informed Tim that Mr. Allen actually owned that site. And
how was that enough?
And the rest is history. So without further ado, our president, Tim Ruskell.
Thank you. And thanks, Todd. And I have to thank Todd for all the great work and diligence he's done in terms of getting to this day. We wouldn't be here today without his work and leadership and the great partnership that we have. Anyway, it's a great day for the Seahawks. It's a great day for this organization, our players, our coaches, and everybody involved, our fans as well. We are about to embark on a journey to build a state-of-the-art facility that will be second to none in the National Football League. And thanks to Paul Allen and his vision and his passion for this football team, we're going to be able to compete on the highest level in every category, at every level, to help this team get to the championship, win the championship, and sustain that level of success for many years to come. And we're all very, very excited about the chance to do that. When I came here some year and 2 months ago, that was one of the first things I saw. And I've had some experience in terms of facilities. I was with the Buccaneers for 17 years, and they're still in that facility. And so I could see firsthand what a facility that maybe isn't big enough and didn't have the right increments or instruments of in terms of the rooms that they have, the fields, and the things that they can do for the players, what that could do to morale. And then I saw the other side of the coin in Atlanta with what Arthur Blank had done to that facility to try to make it first class and one of the best in the league. And with Todd's help, we came up with a plan that we presented to Paul Allen and the Vulcan Management Group. And it was a good plan. It was a true plan. And it emphasized many of the points that we've already discussed. And to Paul's credit, he saw the plan. Vulcan saw the plan. And he said, you know what? This is a good deal for the team. This will take us to the next level. And when I talk about the next level, I'm talking about what we can do for our own players and coaches in terms of the things that need to be done for a football organization, room, indoor facility, meeting space, weight room, those kind of things. And also in terms of what you can do in terms of recruiting, and not only to help have your own players stay around, live here and work and train year-round in a facility that invites them and promotes the things that we philosophically believe in terms of team and unity, but also in terms of attracting the best free agents from throughout the National Football League and in college. And that's a very big reason why we're here today as well, to keep us and maintain a level of success at the highest level. And we're very, very excited about the potential that it brings. And I just can't say enough about the teamwork here and the people that work here that help to make this day possible. And that will also be the team that takes us forward and gets this thing done in a timely manner. And then I also have to mention our fans. And it's a big deal. And it's a trend that you'll see in the National Football League, or are seeing in the National Football League, in terms of teams coming back home, not only for their year-round training, but also for training camp. And that's going to be a great thing, to have our fans be able to follow us from day one and get the excitement going all the way leading up to the season and then all the way through the season. In this area, it's a great boost for the entire area. And we can't wait for that day to happen. And again, thanks to Paul and the vision of Vulcan, we're here today, and I appreciate everybody being here, and I appreciate all the work that everybody's done. And now maybe some comments from our head coach, Mike Holmgren.
Thanks, Jim and Todd. Clearly, from a very practical sense, as far as the coaches and players are concerned, a new practice facility is very, very exciting. For the obvious reasons. We're not stepping on each other's toes. There's a lot more room. As Tim mentioned, you know, being able to recruit free agents to a state-of-the-art facility in this day and age really helps. And it's just exciting. It's part of the excitement that's building now in our football organization. And so, and it starts with Paul Allen, certainly, and goes through the two men here that have helped build this thing to where it is right now, and then carries on through the football program. When I started in this business, things were a little different in the NFL, in training facilities as well as stadiums. And you have seen, you've all seen the growth in those areas, and that's just the way it is now. When I was with the 49ers, when I first came into the business, we were in a little park and rec building in Redwood City, where the players were so large, you know, those little desks you used to sit in when you were a kid. When they moved from room to room, they just kept the desk with them. They just sat in the desk and walked them right out the door. So while this facility here and our partnership with Northwest College, of course, has been wonderful, and I've been a part of that and seen it since I've been here, and it's been tremendous. This next step will be something very, very special, not the least of which will be the indoor facility that we're having. Now, I've grown accustomed, and I love our bubble here. I want you to know that. It's starting to get just a little moldy, and so to have a new state-of-the-art indoor facility in an area of the country, we get a little rain on occasion, it's really going to help, and it really enhances our off-season program. So, you know, we're very, very excited about this. It's the way it should be with an organization as classy as the Seahawks, and I just want to thank everyone who's been involved in getting us this far and wish good luck to the rest of the people that are going to take us the rest of the way. Thank you.
Make some words to the mayor.
Thank you. Thank you, Todd, and thank you to the Seahawks board and the ownership for choosing to locate in Renton. I think Renton is a pretty special community, and we've brought some folks from Renton here today to do the official welcome to the Seahawks. But one of the things that is very special about Renton is our community partnerships. And for Renton, we just like to say welcome to the family, because in Renton, we are family. And that's what we do and what we do well. We have partnerships with the hospital and the Chamber of Commerce and the school district and the technical college and the city. And it's pretty unique in the region to have those kinds of things going on where the public entities are not competing with each other, but are working together for the benefit of the community. So we're really, really excited about having the Seahawks be part of that family and part of that team. The economic activity that this new facility will generate will be, of course, a benefit to Renton, and it will create some positive things for The Landing, which is a project that's about a mile south of the new location. So we'll have some opportunities for your coaches and players and visitors to come and eat, because football players do eat a lot. So we'll have that opportunity fairly soon. The environmental benefits also of redeveloping this site are quite substantial, and we're very excited about the opportunity to create the Port Quendel properties in this area in an environmentally friendly way, with cleaning up the site and making it accessible and just a beautiful location that people can really enjoy. We understand that there's not going to be a lot of public access, but of course it will be a visual, and it will be a visual for the Kennedy community as well, and they're excited about it too. I also think it's kind of neat that there's an osprey nest that's very close to where this site is, and we're hoping to encourage more osprey to locate there because, you know, the Seahawks logo, you've got a hawk there, it's an osprey, and it's all coming together right there on the water. I'd also like to just welcome Bryce Fisher back to the Renton community. Bryce grew up in Renton, and in fact, he and his brothers went to school with my kids, so it was nice to see him this morning. And we're looking forward to seeing a lot of activity and a lot of wonderful things happening with this new partnership with the Seahawks and the city of Renton. So welcome again to the family. Welcome to Renton.
Thank you. Thank you.
We'll open it up for a few questions.
Tim, what did you see the biggest impact for the facility in Atlanta? That's seen as one of the teams that
has. I think the biggest impact was the fact that they increased their percentage of off-season participation in the off-season program from 40-50% all the way up to above 90%, because it was a facility that the players wanted to go to. You started having more and more players living in the community, and they felt comfortable that even in the voluntary camps and the mandatory camps, the participation was higher. They wanted to come down to the facility. There was a players lounge, the workout rooms were bigger, the fields. They've even gone so far as to put a dorm on site as well. So it just increased the level of the number of times that the players were together, which increases team unity and chemistry and those kind of things. So a lot of benefits would happen because of what you do in terms of your facility.
This won't include a dorm.
No dorm.
Can't get Arthur to do that for you?
I'll have to call. That's right.
Tim, I'm curious what level of fan access you envision throughout the year, and particularly training camp, and how you plan on facilitating that?
Those decisions have not been made yet, obviously, and that we have to work closely with the coaches and coach on that. But you can envision certainly some time during training camp where there'll be some open practices and opportunities for fans to come see us as we prepare for the season.
A great opportunity is actually to have the team drive 7 miles away to what we think is the NFL's best stadium for significant events. Without disruption to camp, a scrimmage could now be hosted at Quest Field, so we're pretty excited about that.
Do you think it's realistic to have the same level of access you have in Cheney now for a fan to drive up and watch practice during training camp?
Everything we do has been fan-centric, and so as we move through the programming, we're going to really think about that. And certainly a big part of our motivation was to bring camp back to our home city. Better access for the media, which ultimately creates access for our fans, creating some events at Quest Field. But we're going to get into the next level of programming to really determine what kind of parking, what satellite parking might be there. We also want to be sensitive to the neighbors, and so there are a number of issues there.
Mayor, what kind of effect do you think it will have on rent as far as access from 405, traffic? Has that all been a factor to your open arms? And what kind of economic impact can have with more people flowing through, obviously, as a result of that?
We don't anticipate any real problems with traffic. This site is located directly off of 405. And the planning that's been done already for the site was for a much higher density than what this facility will generate. So we don't see that there's going to be any real problem with traffic.
Like part of the typical training camp is getting everybody away in one site, kind of building without a dorm, how do you envision players staying during camp?
Well, if there's no dorm, we have to have some place for them to stay, that's for sure. So if we have, when we have camp there, we'll arrange for a hotel nearby or something. To get, I am not a big fan of having them stay at home when we're practicing during training camp. But when I came into Green Bay, I was used to going away to training camp with the 49ers, and then in Green Bay, of course, because of the things Todd mentioned, so much of their summer, fans look forward to watching us practice there. That really, it was, you couldn't move away. So we stayed at St. Norbert's College, which was. The players stayed there, which was, 5 miles down the road, and then we went to the facility every morning and practiced. So I would envision something like that, and that worked very, very well, and I know how to do that, and we've been through that before.
One more question.
Will it be a change in, for you to prepare for training camp, not in Cheney?
Yeah, I just drive my boat over there. Instead of driving across the cast, I can just take me about 3 minutes just to drop the boat in and go over there. That's just if the boat dock with Todd's name on it, if I can use that, that spot.
Hereby granted.
That's right.
Thank you for coming. Todd and you will be available for one-on-ones. We also have lunch. You can eat in here or go outside and enjoy practice, which starts in about 6 minutes. Thank you for coming.
Congratulations.